myself organised. Good morning, Griff. My good Michelle. It was Paul for head for games. And it's great to be here with my team at Ormond, sir. You're from Limerick, that's called Newcastle West. And I suppose our claim to fame down there is Michael Hart at the poet. And he'll come and go here. But, I suppose a quick hit on the books. The first one, the one I brought out tonight, I actually self-published it because I wanted to exactly my own way in English and Irish. And Crush came brought out the other one already, but they would only publish it Oscale online near Chisati and Vale of Curran. And I think you have to recognise the reality of the country that like here tonight, lots of people don't have Irish and people who do, and there's always the trick in how much Irish you can use and not exclude people. I think I'll never work it out. But at least people who don't have Gaelic, I hope you'll enjoy hearing it. And I have some translations anyway. So I'll keep an eye on the watch. I taught for a number of years, so I'm good at timing. I know when the audience begins to shuffle. I'll start off, and I'm so organised, but took me about 2 hours to find the place tonight because I wouldn't do the map. Côte d'Umbrán Ona. Out of my first one here is Côte d'Umbrán Ona, an old relative of mine, but a very good neighbour, who died a number of years back, and I was delighted to be asked to read this poem at her graveside. A very good friend of her son, and we used to visit, and in the afternoon quite often. She had gone fairly blind, and she loved the birds on the bird table, but she could no longer see them. So it's not too sentimental, but we'll have a shot at this to kick off. So, late me in my evening at stock, I was on dead men come as bailer. Quitum ran on him. Thais a good good dagan. The horse a chacked and leaning mid and beam. For you looked of Leonta, Sikhistan, Tigan, nor a hog in the skaw and geraniums of winnow. Gascap and mantine, August fog and glass on and rain to spare. Gascarina reach trace ruin a bully. August mohien to the carder, ean the arm. Is queen at the dahana. Cosn toring on shen ag le cishtana, ni las bys yng Ngorif na rwydi a fwyn yn ling, sor ysgar yn gyd mae'r ein rwy. Afternoon visit. You know they come. We'd have placed the peanuts twice a week. As you move in shuffled age about your kitchen, know that as you near the geraniums on the window, blue tits will scatter, green finches pencil the sky, until once more the settling begins, and your senses reach out to feathered friends, colours you remember. And now you ask for this and that, your interest still intense in matters that occupy us, before we too will scatter. That's in memory of Ennio Manny. Now we'll move on then to Cogan and Gorrid, and I tried to pick some poems that I had here related to Cork, and the tenuous relationship here is that a cousin of mine, who unfortunately died quite young, he was involved with me in a place called Drumcorra one night, with water guns, and it's kind of a carnival night, and it was a happy memory. And my mother was big into the Civil War, and she was a mad Fine Gael, like, thankfully I escaped on it. But we'll have a shot at this, and this time we'll read it as Bale the first time. I won't do more though in English and Irish, but that gets tedious. But in this one, I think we'll give it both. My mother and the Civil War. One. It's the dark stairs and drum colour at the back of the ruined shop. Ruined ever since the Civil War, when renegades took the suitlets from this Free State family, and one or two happily built, she said, from such proud escapades. One side, one incident that my mother never forgot, as the shop slowly closed up. Two. We, children, played water guns on the street that carnival night. You remember, Dennis? And then as darkness dragged us in, we played behind the shelves, where musty smells hung in the air. You remember the hanging beads, which divided their world from ours. Uncle Will told us to be quiet, as the ghosts of Dev and Collins took pot shots in the dark. Cogan and Gorrid o Vail Mo Water. And Shanna Stair in Uncoher, a cool chopper trake. On Tover Kulishkipa o Clown Sean Terstout, Lillin Cogas Sharav na Gorrid. Is dúirt sé go duine cuidacha ó chróíocht á thóirt. Taobh amháin achtar amháin ná ligma bháthair nearúd far a grid an siopa suas. An carnival amó, na cuin leat duinis. ag súgrú le man isisce is nó léá an isteach hí sportmin sa siopen. Áidir bolla fós na tanhéil. Chuoinnig na chuníí doris a heol si an nachá síir. Dordig an gluhfuil bheit sogur, fad a scuil taimh sé Davis Callum is cho go san éil. So that one is remember my cousin Dennis Quaid who died in his 30s, actually playing rugby, but I don't think rugby was the cause of it. So now we weren't playing rugby for everything. we'll move on swiftly. Yeah, next, a poem called To the Hartness, because you can't like, say come from the Castle West without acknowledging him. I was in the same class as his brother, and his brother suffered from every teacher saying, you're the poet's brother. You know, his brother was known as a poet even at the age of 17 or 18. He probably became too famous in his 20s. He was on the same level as Heaney really. And then he just rejected English poetry completely and would only write in Irish. And he wrote the famous book, A Farewell to English. And he's dead now since 1999. And I wrote this fairly soon after. He had rediscovered, for a lot of people, the Gaelic poets, O'Rahilla, Hakeid, did some wonderful translations of them, poets from the 18th century, 19th century. 17, 18 more, 19. Just a small joke. I'm involved in the Aix Hart, I get a festival every year, and one of the members went into primary school, into the kids' class, and I better tell it first. Since Mike died, there's been a small little estate called after Mike Hart, the Mike Hart estate off Maiden Street, and you can probably see what's going to happen. The teachers, anybody ever hear the poet Hart, and of course all the kids know him, then all the wooden lads shut up. I live in Michael Hartnett. So she said, you live in Michael Hartnett. I live in Michael Hartnett. Talked about him living in the estate. So a book has been issued called I Live in Michael Hartnett. Lovely title. And I had this poem in the book. No, I didn't publish it. It's a collection of poems related to the poet, as I like to still call him. There was only one poet was living that had to be happening. So I'll do this again. I'll just do first verse as Gaelic, and then the ones as Béla. Michael Hartnett Fidda. Near Clish, Isteach Lach, a Codux, a Cobbard Dorica, Foyen and Divesus, a Shanathig, Gorgoyle, a Haas, Coinamach, Gorevenish, a Vachland, Hecaid, or Rahele, or Bruder. You did not flinch. In you went, searching the dark cupboard, after the ghost in the old house, until the joyful shout came back that you had now gathered to yourself, Hecaid, or Rahele, and or Bruder. As we waited in dim twilight, we thought you odd, deserting our enjoyment. Full well we knew the place had been ransacked, and what was there to find. The odd one moving to the house took time to focus on the dark inside before they made you out. Then listen, you had a way with words, brought back each syllable, hurt and haunted of our people. That was sort of my... next one, another cock connection. Years ago with the family, we were staying down in near Carrasavine, and kind of an old farmhouse. The family kept saying I'd picked pretty cheap holidays, but the farmer stayed with us, which was nice. And we got for a pint of it, so it suited me. But it was beside the Butter Road, the Cork, which I never really heard of. And I investigated. There were some lovely old stories about O'Connell having passed, you know, for outsiders here. Our people are not too familiar with the history of the country. Daniel O'Connell was our big leader. We have O'Connell Street everywhere. He was a big leader in the mid-19th century. And he did a lot in terms of the game. But he had Irish, and one thing I regret that he didn't use his Gaelic. He actually told people that we got off to London because that was how he got on. He was a lawyer, and he was in the Parliament as well. And he did a bit, he got Catholic emancipation, which wasn't bad. You know, Catholics for him to knock about again. So anyway, there's O'Connell on the Butter Road to Cork, if I can find it. By the way, there's a word in here which non-legal people mightn't be too familiar with, the assizes. You probably had to sorry for insulting. I've given some people that never had to say. And by the way, he was known as the Liberator. So, plus no mail reaching my age, August on Lame as well, there was pretty no in my age. But that was Irish through the English, and finished with the last two verses in Irish as well. O'Connell Arvohar on Emma. Dog the Emmer of the Valakul Liberator, Amakas Puils Ten of Ohir, August the Coaster Erluska, Vish and Son, the Royal Givadoing, in Dane of Kirkig, agus na assizes. Liberator squealed sheen on stage shell gone rock. It brews like turning door moisture on loy. We heaved you on your way, Liberator. Out of the bog ruts, past our cabins, your coach wobbling. You inside looking somewhat askance, making for Cork and the assizes. Liberator, liberate us from our obsequious lot of pushing and heaving our betters from the rut. You have learnt to beat the English with your eloquence and procedure, but how much won and how much lost, I whisper in the carriage window. Keep your religion, lose your tongue, the English race of the tolerant one. Now on your way, your words flash, a coin flicked to a peasant. Liberator, liberate us from our obsequious lot of pushing and heaving our debtors from the rut. You fought a gallant battle in the courts and parliament, but in the end the stench of famine was rising in your nostrils. Too weak to push your coach now, we whined by the ditches, left to others to tell the stories of your court wit and brilliance. Your heart may travel on to Rome, but ours still whispered through hungry grass. And that last reference was O'Connell said, my heart to Rome, he died in the continent today, my heart to Rome, my body to Ireland, and my soul to heaven. So he got two wishes at least. I just mentioned hungry grass. That's still a phrase used in some parts of the countryside. If you lie down, you'll feel hungry. The story is that you're passing over a place where people died during the famine. No, the next one's called Words Wake, and then in the Cork connection here, so I really did my homework. I meant to clap. this one's called Words Wake. You'll have heard, and I was checking with Paul there already, on the Queen Arthur Lira, and you can claim that rightly down here in Cork and outside in Colling and Emma. One of the great, great extempore poems of the 18th century. It's up there. I googled it today for the crack just to see what would happen. And it is well known, thankfully. And, you know, it has been translated by many people. It's just, you know, her husband was killed and the horse came back without her husband. She jumped on the horse, three jumps of the way, she clipped to the side, one jump to the door, one jump on the horse, and goes to find her husband after later who was killed. But at the wake that she composed and composed. Now, it would have been out of tradition, you know, possibly sung, and so it mightn't have been all totally original, but it's fantastic to read. Mavrago Dangan, who is how it begins, Lada Wakat, who would count the Awaragi. Check it out if you're not already familiar. So, Words Way. Now, Arish, Sakyamsha, Lenny and Kate Pedasquading, and then we'll do the other Aspela. We'll do this one all in English because it's referring to the language anyway. And it's the whole point is the Words Way or Words and Dial. But it skips. Words Way. Words. Morago Danganhu, kissed by lips, shouted across rooms, intoned in silence, too heavy to carry. Words hewn from emotion, Morago Dangan, left on a nation's nettle heap. Trace again the cross furrows where potatoes grew, the leaked out existence, smell the black, dank air, blame the words. A son and daughter left to embrace the ship that sails from Queenstown, embrace the language of leaving. Part 2. Years down the line, great-grandsons and daughters walk again the drill rows, stand where the cabin stood. In the walkman, hear the old songs. Pronounce again, Mavrago Danganhu. Recite for you the Cuine, you that were banished by the blight. And as this night wears on, begin to sing and sing, leaving aside the walkman. I suppose even walkmans aren't used anymore, which I'd want to move on. Now, in Chet Canella, Leham Yaskweil, Gug Homlane, is Eguina, Father Ben and Polly Moxidna, or Garda Ilan Clare, Arishi Gorkig. He came to live in the Castle West, he was a total Irish fanatic. He wouldn't speak English, and he was probably right, but, you know, it excluded him from lots of things. He was kind of what we would call a character. And so, with Leham Yaskweil, Gug. He had the habit of bringing me apples every autumn, and I was lucky enough to see him coming in one day, and before he saw me, and you know, I think something about autumn and that, you kind of see somebody in that mist, or imagine mist, and they're coming towards you, and we began to go into a different world for a short while. Four, Gavir. Vruig ishtak and gata agus ulalish. Meg farer o kula ti. Eg dena fan gorus. Vinnus soltas an rair, sorodina e mark. An fórling ar ish, if adrig, kastu me ho, vish nili roa. Ac beleir am tyt, grawm ar lega, sa cyrkyl divrwg a chynion yn ffôr. Hosig dwi'r cyds, the season of myths. Ho ddim yn y ffogl, an clywn am ddim bwy. Sy'n dwi'n cawn, a dwi'n ffordig mwy sy'n mynd. Rai, lwm yn sain gyda'i cyd sy'n sy, a dwi'n trai to keep mynd o'n pen efo order. Actually, we don't have much like this down where I come from, except maybe in Limerick. But there was a wine bar in Rathkeel, and Jesus was good. You know, you go there, and there was great music, and you could bring along. It wasn't an organised sport thing, but you forced it on. they seemed to acquiesce. I didn't know what to do. But we'd sing a song immediately after. Like, you know, the trick in Irish, you know, when we play a lament, and I don't like it actually, when we play a very good lament, straight away you shoot into a reel, like, as if, you know, we daren't kind of think about it. So, anyway, we'll give you this one. Anish, Anshin, Dirk Anshin. It's about stumbling upon something. You know, I actually, a friend of mine who was in Bordwatch Ireland, I taught it just for him, and he believed me. But it's actually about discovering anything, you know, and particularly words. You're sitting there, you know, the right word won't come, the right phrase. And then if it happens, you feel good, and you can't really explain it to anybody else, because, you know, it's just yourself. So, let me ask you again, sir. Anshin, dear Anshin, Chonuk Kyaun does the Minshki Hoyn, the young man Quinya, a good dimming lamp for tapper, a rash the nine on, so can all hold wound. Law in eagle lay, shachtery, gun rirker bay, a good kailin, the mordom a raw, no walkus. Tarile, tussa ta bader man more on sinner, the vecchi to one stature, the healer mirror. Fog him stack, he mask back his fair, the ragle of permission and dreamt. Gan taffodd be practices. Abyr good to get to. There for an instant. There for an instant, I spotted the greater or lesser winged whatchamacall, as if from nowhere, and disappearing as quickly back to shades of the ivy grown hedge. There are days, weeks, when I catch no trace and begin, I must admit this, to despair. So you, who perhaps are not a spotter, will understand my present condition of shaking euphoria. I sit here among grasses and bees, afraid to break the spell, with nothing to pin on the wall. You must understand this feeling. Now I'll put an end to this book with this one. Lack for no eager. It's a light enough one. Ain't get up a door, ain't get up a tree. It's to do with a windowsill. It's a bit different maybe, but sure, look, I can ease it up a bit. And I didn't like it, but we can't let it out. It's like a child, you know, that you can't just let them outside the door. Lack for no eager all day against a dish cut. A windowsill somewhere in the south. What are we doing? No. Neil the Dane of Lackfin Oiga Akfeld, August Tavern Grand Tip, and School Bruiger, and Hoprica, and Real Ahoor TV, at Hani Shariri, Oxina Kuishachlin, and Billa Deruta, and Vlean Bavasa, Dupius Plant the Tea, Clish and Hale, August Hitman Cree. Octame to Tula reached, Muruddy Fog in an Eag, Cotter Lattive, Toshem Saw Jamie, and Ruddis Antelum, the clock of Bejapir, Bala and Lawwood, Shivkus Chaw. Being a windowsill, I wait, and sure enough, they arrive. The hairbrush, the keys, the controller, which they now cannot find and fight over. The bill discarded. The dullest year of all, I shelled the houseplant, which failed to grow, and I grew weary. But we're back again to untidy, left behind, safe keepings. It must be somewhere. I treasure those small pebbles brought back from the seashore. No. One book done. News is this another one. So this is coming on our screen here. So I'll just give little short runs of what's in it. I keep an eye on the watch, it's everyone to stop in about 5 minutes. And I'd like to finish with one of that, all right, so I'll shoot back to that at the end. Again, it's a visit. I was very lucky to meet an artist called Peter Haney from Dundee, and the Scots got on worse than ourselves, to their book credit. But he was into what we call naive art, outsider art, keeps changing because I think people have read the words insulting. I see that rugby pundit had a programme on the other night. What he's doing, he's calling it outsider art. You know the guy who was beyond it, George, not Jordan, the other guy.
Pope.
Yeah. He had a good programme actually, very good programme. But I was involved a bit with this artist and that, looking up people who were totally self-trained and they wouldn't even use the word trained. So this woman, we visited her a few times, and thankfully it's in Emma, she did lovely little carvings, and her family taught very little of it, and most of them got lost, unfortunately. But I did get on to one of the sons, and we've traced one or two. But one day when Peter and myself with her, we'd got all the stories, and we were having a chat, we realised she was beginning to ramble, and she asked us to go out the window and to see the horses on the trees. We looked out the window and tried to see the horses on the trees. And just, you know, there were horses on the trees. So it took me a long time. It was maybe years later. I sat down one day and I saw those horses across the ash tree. And I wrote this for Peter Haney. I can't contact him now. He's one of these guys who goes day one. But a very good artist himself and did great work, you know, in collecting stuff. Wasn't really appreciated and give the heck of his time. But he did lodge us up and one stuff above him in Kilmain or wherever they were. Anyway, Elliot O'Dunkish and Isha Bosch, Iguina Mary Lynch Kyo. So that was her name, Mary Lynch Kyo. Unusually, she was Mary Lynch. She was an elderly woman and she wouldn't have been a double barrel woman. But at some stage, she broke free and she wanted to become herself and she took on her own original surname and forced people to now call her Mary Lynch Kyo. She'd have been a metal. So, like I say, we were asked to look at the horses. So there at Moss Queen let, Hussig Sheaf with Coppin, a Sugar Horn and Cream, a Finch Oga Hole, nor Vetka Joe Maravi, a Cockle Shin, a Grim, in a Goppel Hire of her Cream, deep begurring vacant, Ruddy Inn. And Nish, so there a here, Tashida Gun, Nadder Footheen. So, that's maybe an inch cure. Now, I'll conscious of the time, I think I'll shoot on to McCollum Maidu. And the reason I do this is because people often say, I know Gaelgaeil, I'm fairly good, but I'm dealing with fucking shit about Maidu, but I mean, you couldn't have it because I called the book after, maybe it was a bad idea. If I can find the damn page, I'm sorry. But it's actually, what's the man from California? Yeah, it's Connor, your mate elder. Sorry, Conor, I'll come back to you. I'd like to find this now in 1 minute, you know, don't go. In the hills of California, according to James McCluskey, I read this, so it must be true, called Global Silencing. He was writing about a native language called MAIDU. Now, again, I've Googled this, and thankfully, since I've written this, it has come back a bit. So I'm lamenting the going of the language of this, a bit like the way Irish, thankfully, isn't quite as gone as my do. But, so that was why I called it that. I don't know. Like I say, a lot of people, you know, the mouth because they felt I thought I knew Irish, but I never heard that one. McCollum Maidu. And again, for the people without the veil, yeah, California will be mentioned, you'll hear that, you'll hear Maidu. And you'll hear a man called Bill Shipley, because he was apparently one of the last people who could speak Maidu. And I referred to him. And it gets sort of the end where people are sitting around, and there was a tradition in Ireland of if you were immigrating and the house had been left, that you'd take a spark from the fire or a coal and you'd bring it to the neighbours. You were the last one to leave, and they led it to their fire, so that your fire technically would never go out. And when you'd return, you'd be able to take a coal from their fire back to yours and to keep it going. Nice idea. But so this is the idea, that even if things are dying out, you at least put them safely so that someday they may come back. Get on with you. No, Makala Maidu. Tamaidu era Hilegavil Shipley, Holy State of California. Eshnantena Blaurulai Maidu. Sheen to Sihuna Skakalauri. Hushin Makala, Makala Maidu. Hemanishna Sluita Bala, Lorraine Igmalatu Taman. Hushin Makala. Shasan Faro Gorlishan Down, Ekturta Huil the Shanadron. Ek din of soul and malagalam to igro fekarum igolis nasta hushin makala shanar dar guidi glekon lebi targanos at skil mavahar akan skil di cluster hushin makala fuin di knava shenimish portmol timpu na tinnim cludi the lure of gudenik sunihe and splunk begin a glenar mreira hushin makala makala maidu. I hear the echo of maidu. And like I say, and keep an eye on it, we'll wind up with one last one. Go back to this one is for, this was my wife who suffered the journey down and getting out in the car. It was built and left, but you're on a one-way street, not against her. And I think, sort of, you know, first stop, we'll talk us way again, the cops will get you anything. No, or keep it on the. Well, you like for sure, like a little. No. So, yeah, this is a homage to, well, a good friend of mine, Gabriel Fitzmaurice, from my van, a poet, who helped me a lot in the early years. We'd be very different. He kind of rhymed stuff. And so I rhymed this. Depending on what you do, you know. people think you write free verse, you can't rhyme. So, you know, you have to kind of show them a bit on you. And this is a memory of Kenneth Graham. And the great thing about having children, well, one of the great things. one of the great things is that you get to read stories. You know, you can zip off up to the bedroom and read. Even I used to read fairly good stuff and they all talk to me. But The Wind in the Willows is a seriously good book. And if you've read it or reread it, I was delighted to have I read it all of them. So I've read it about 20 times. Anyway, bedtime stories are called Our Scale Only. So to Simon Wilde. Then back to the bailer, and it's a bedtime story, so we're going to wind up. Neil and three of Shinu in Mahila, Kunan the Hoyt to Chi, let scared to be ready with small of Shinu Dolly Lee. Tamatasa Hain Nishigum, then called like Discourse Bar, Bull of Behes Glow Shoot, to Shop a Shoot, to scale to Fling Yalap Nis Bar. Neil and three of Shinu in Mahila, at Nien and Jarur Kui, and a knee hunker stop to the tubbin, come down home the evil of me. As an actor since the lower, no viretti of small savoid, when in Quindin Kyoa Trent Salak, a doger and spirit on. Of a shore a right fact commission, they should go and treat to will secure. It's good decor or in two hand, a rash them or sheer kish do. Now I no longer need magic to whittle those hours away, with your stories of ratty and mole before we took leave of the day. Now I make my own magic, with friends at discos and bars. Weave in and out of company, I've got someone to share the stars. I no longer need magic, but I can always recall the night you halted mid-sentence to savour the strange fall from storybook adventure, ratty and mole paddling down as the panpipes played through the willows, we sensed the magic all round. And briefly we travelled on with you till our questions started again. But you were lost in those willows. Come back to our story time.